Lord, it seemed like you pressed that song upon me so strong. It's been ringing in over and over in my heart. Press on, my brother, sister, and face the deadly flow. Though Jesus Christ, through Jesus Christ will conquer while traveling here below. Oh, thank the Lord. Just want us to be encouraged this morning to press on. Face whatever is out there before us. The world may look like it's going in ways that would be concerns to us, which it is. But the Lord is still, and His God is still on His throne, and He will take care of His own. To press on through Jesus Christ will conquer while traveling here below. Thank the Lord. Through Jesus Christ, we can know that we can stand and we can conquer through His power and through His might. You turn with me to the 6th chapter of Galatians. Seventh verse says, "Be not deceived, God is not mocked. For whatsoever a man soweth, that shall he also reap. For he that soweth to his flesh shall of the flesh reap corruption. But he that soweth to the Spirit shall the Spirit reap life everlasting." Oh, this is the Word of God speaking to us this morning. And the Word of God will forever stand. It will not pass away. It says, "Be not deceived. Whatsoever a man soweth, that shall he also reap." Whatever we do, whatever comes out of our life is what we are sowing. The seeds that we sow as we go through life, that's what we're going to reap. He that soweth to the to his flesh shall of the flesh reap corruption. Oh, I thought that is the one real enemy that we mainly have today, and that is the flesh, because it is against the flesh. That is the one thing that will cause us to fall if we're not careful. In the Sunday school this morning, they were bringing out that how that no man shall be able to pluck these out of my hands. No man can do this. Oh, no man can pluck us out of God's hands. There's no man that can do that. But our flesh is what we are really going to have to battle against. Because it is the flesh that will cause us to want to draw back and cause us to go and draw back on the Lord and not go all the way. Oh, but I thank the Lord that He has given us what we need, that we can press on. And through Him, the scripture says, "I can do all things through Christ who strengtheneth me." That is faith, that I can do all things through Christ. It's through Christ that we can be able to sow the seeds that will not be sown to the flesh. But through Christ, we can crucify the flesh. We can crucify the flesh or the self that would try to draw on us and cause us and take us away from the Lord. But oh, thank the Lord, through Christ, I can do all things. In Romans, the 8th chapter, I believe it is, in the 37th verse, it says, "Nay, in all these things we are more than conquerors through Him that loved us. For I am persuaded that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor height," oh, that covers everything, "things present, nor things to come, nor height, nor depth, nor any other creature shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord." None of these things can separate us from the love of Christ. Oh, we can take courage in that. But there are some things that we need to be concerned about. Because the flesh is what will cause us to draw away. Our own self, our own flesh causing us to draw back. It goes on to say, "And let us not be weary in well-doing." Oh, this is the main scripture, see, like the Lord laid on my heart. "Let us not be weary in well-doing, for in due season we shall reap if we faint not." It says, "Let us not be weary." I looked up the word weary. It says tired, having one's patience, tolerance, or liking exhausted. I thought about that, to be wary in well-doing, to have our likeness for well-doing to be exhausted, our patience in well-doing, our tolerance for well-doing, to have that exhausted. This is something that the Lord is giving us a warning here, to be not deceived, because whatsoever we sow, that's what we're going to reap. That's what we're going to reap. So, in other words, if we want to be able to have this, it says, but he that soweth to the Spirit shall the Spirit reap life everlasting. That's what we want. But there is something for us to beware of, and that is, let us not be weary in well-doing. Oh, we're human, and we go through life, and there are times when we are just physically tired. We're physically tired, and it just, at those times, and there's times when we're weak, maybe, when physically we are weak, and that seems like that's the time that the devil will come against us the strongest. He knows where the weak points are, and he knows when we're weak, and he knows when we're tired, because he knows that when you're tired, he can work on that. Your mind is not as active to press, But there is something that we must do. We must beware that we be not weary in well-doing, to guard against that. When we start feeling the tiredness of our own physical bodies, and we're going through a trial, and we feel the tiredness, oh, I know, you can go through a trial, and sometimes it just seems like it's, Lord, how long is this going to be, or what's going to happen here? But us says, be not weary in well-doing. You know, the devil will try to make us to try to be weary in well-doing. But there's a danger in being weary. There's a danger in being weary, because there's a scripture that says they love darkness rather than light. Now, I thought about that. How does a person get to the place to where they love darkness rather than light? Somewhere along the way, they became weary of doing what was right. They became weary of their likeness for well-doing, for doing that which was right, for pressing. You know, there's this saying that if something is worthwhile, it's worth working for. And that is the way it is in everything that comes our way in life, that if it's worthwhile, it's worth working for, and you have to work for it. There it is, our same way with our salvation. We can't just float through and get by and everything's going to work out, but we have to press. There is a time, something for us to do. We have to put forth the effort and press toward the mark. We have to forget those things which are behind and press toward the mark. And when the time comes when you're tired, or the devil is pressing hard against us and trying to get us to be weary of well-doing, we need to beware. And I thought about that. Lord, what are the signs of being weary in well-doing? And in one place it says that because of iniquity aboundeth, the love of many wax cold. The wickedness in this world, seeing all that is going on and the wickedness that is going on, if we're not careful, we'll look to those kind of things, and it'll cause us that our love for God will start waxing cold. Getting caught up in the cares of life, getting caught up in what is going on in this world. If we get too caught up in that, then it will cause our love to wax cold. I thought to watch the symptoms. Where is our first love? In Revelations, in one of the churches, one of the reprimands towards them was that they had lost their first love. Where is our first love? That first love that would cause us to have a fervency, to have a real desire to come out to the church, to church, to come out and hear the singing and worship God, and come out and do this. Where is our fervency for that? Has it slacked up somewhere? Where is our fervency at? Is our first love as strong as it was when we first started living for the Lord? When it was so, that was something we wanted to share with everybody. We wanted everybody to have it because we were so happy to have it. Where is our first love? To check our love. Because our love, if our love wax cold, then the weariness is going to start setting in. Weariness of well-doing. Weariness. It just seemed like, you know, when I've had times when the Lord would help me to be able to see the way that he was working and to show me himself. And oh, when I would seek the Lord, and it would cause me to have such humility, and I don't know how to explain this exactly, but how whenever the Lord shows us Himself, we have to get out of the way. Our ways are, His ways are so far above our ways, and His thoughts are so far above our thoughts, that whenever He shows us Himself, we have to come up on a higher plane than what the human would be. We have to come up because His ways are far above our ways. But yet I thought how when we face life, we face things every day. We have the cares of life that we have to face. We have things that we just have to face each day. Then the tribulations and the troubles that come our way, we have to face those things. But all this warning was strong to be, let us not be weary in well-doing. Be on our guard, O soul, be on thy guard. 10,000 legions come against us, whatever it is, the foe that is coming against us. To be on our guard, to not be weary. I don't know how to stress this enough, or just pray for me, the Lord will give me the wisdom and how to bring this out. The way He stressed this on in my mind, to be weary, to guard against being weary. We are human and we're going to physically be tired. And when we're physically tired, then the weariness is going to start trying to work on us. The devil is going to start working and he'll come in like, well, maybe you just might as well give up. That is one of the main things the devil will come to try to start. That you better take beware right there, because he's working very strong on you being weary of well doing when he brings that thought. I know that thought can come. It'll come to those that are saved and sanctified. The devil, that's his job to bring those kind of thoughts. But he says maybe I just seem like I've tried and. Just might as well give up, but no, be weary. Do not be weary. Be on your guard against being weary. Be on your guard. Anytime you start feeling a numbness spiritually and your love and your fervency is not there, be on our guard. Oh, we need to be on our guard against that, because when it's like that way, the devil can slip in until he can get us to thinking that it's just might as well give up. Just might as well go on back and give up on well-doing. Well-doing. Doing that which is right. But press toward the mark. Oh, this song was so strong on my heart. It says, press on, my brother, sister. Be encouraged that there's trials and there's tests in our life, which I'm sure there are in all of our lives. Some of us may be going through harder ones at the present time, but if we're not doing it now, we'll have them to face. But bro, press on, my brother, sister. Be not weary in well-doing. Don't ever get to the place to where our tolerance for doing that which is right, our tolerance to press is so low that we go on and faint, that we give up. It says, let us not be weary in well-doing, for in due season we shall reap if we faint not. Oh, thank the Lord. The saying that the darkest hour is just before dawn, it really fits so much in our spiritual life. So many times when the battle is raging the hottest, hold on. Press on. Don't give up. Don't go back. Don't let yourself come to a place to where your tolerance and your patience will cause you to just turn the Lord loose. Oh, don't do that. But oh, be encouraged to press on. Press on, my brother, sister, because the Lord, it says that in due season ye shall reap if ye faint not. Oh, I thought about this, and I thought, Lord, what can we do to guard against this? This weariness here, when we see it coming and we see the symptoms. Oh, I thought another symptom of weariness is complaining. Complaining is showing us that we're becoming weary. And when the very thought that we are complaining, we need to recognize that this is a danger signal, and I need to get down on my knees before the Lord, because this is a danger signal to me. No matter how much it may seem that I'm right, I'm still, if I'm complaining, it's a danger signal to me, because that's showing that I'm becoming wearisome. I'm becoming a little weary. This something is bothering me, and I'm becoming weary. And although we're human and we may feel tired, and there's times that this comes, we need to guard to press against that, to recognize the fact that this is a time when it is a dangerous time for me, and I need to press at this time, to not give up, to not give in to the thoughts and the feelings. Oh, that song said, press on to what's before us, forgetting all the past. The light of heaven, no, that's not the one I wanted. In spite of doubt or feeling, God's word will take you through. Oh, thank the Lord. We're going to feel things. We're going to have feelings. We're going to be times where we're not going to just, you can just get up in the morning and you don't even know why, but you just feel down. You can just feel like you just have a time when you almost feel down and you sometimes can't even explain why. But we're going to have feelings. But all it says, in spite of doubt or feeling, God, word will take you through. Thank the Lord. His word, we can stand. He has given us the precious promises in the word of God. And during those times when the devil comes to try to make us weary, to be on our guard and realize, I'm going to have to stand in spite of doubt or feeling on the word of God. This is his promise. He promised he'd take me through. I'm going to stand on it. Oh, I think that is our secret right there. If we can get a hold of the word and stand on it, that will bring us through. That's what will bring us through these times when we're feeling weary or the weariness starts to set in and the devil starts trying to bring these kind of feelings, that this is our secret to stand on the word of God, to take one of his promises. Oh, he's faithful. He's got his promises in here in the word, that if we can take hold of them and hold fast, then it'll bring us through. By faith, holding on to those promises, regarding not what we see, but by faith, holding on to the promises of God, he'll bring us through. He'll take us all the way. In Hebrews 10:37, says, for the 36th verse, it says, for ye that have need of patience, that after ye have done the will of God, ye might receive the promise. Oh, I thought about the scripture, and it says, ye have need of patience, that after you've done the will of God, well, when we do the will of God, and we see, you know, that's when the devil will start coming in. Well, I've done all I know to do. I've done all I know to do, and I don't know where to look. What am I going to do now? But it says, after that you have done the will of God, when he's told you to stand and take hold of his promises, and it looks like the trial is maybe even seem to be getting hotter, it may be getting worse, or the problem is not being solved, and we don't understand just why it's going the way it's going, to just take hold. It says, you have need of patience, that after you have done the will of God, after you've taken hold of his promises, that ye might receive the promise. Oh, there is something that tells me that once we do the will of God, if we're not careful, something can get in the way, and we won't go all the way through and receive the promise. We won't go all the way through and receive the victory in this situation, whatever it is. But it says that you have need of patience, that after ye have done the will of God, ye might receive the promise. So hold on. Oh, my brother, sister, press on. Press on. Don't give up, but just hold on to the Lord. Hold on to his unchanging hand. Oh, I thought, to be able to know the will of God, to be able to know what his will is. It says, after you've done the will of God, then we think, well, Lord, what is your will? What can I do then in this situation? In one place it tells us that be not unwise, but understanding what the will of God is. You know, it's the will of God for us to trust in the Lord with all our heart and lean not to our own understanding. When the trials come, if we can be able to get a vision of God and his workings, oh, if we can get a vision of that in Romans, the 5th chapter, 3rd verse, and it says, and not only so, but we glory in tribulations also. Oh, this, to be able to do this, we have to have a vision. We have to have a vision of what it means, what tribulations mean to us. What does it mean if we can see the working, the mighty hand of God working in our lives? If we can see that His hand, we believe His promises, that He will direct our paths. If we will acknowledge Him in all that we do, that He will direct our paths. We can hold on to that. And then when it looks like that everything is falling down around us, or it looks like that, Lord, it just seemed to me like it would have been better if you directed my path in this other direction. It seemed like it would have helped so much more, not only me, but others. And if we can just be able to get a vision, though, of the Lord, that His ways are far above our ways. His thoughts are far above our thoughts. And He has promised to winnow the path before us, to go before us, to work the way before us. It doesn't mean that everything that happens out there is because it's the devil can cause things to happen. That's not the way the Lord wanted it to happen, but He promised to go before us, to take care of our path, that whatever happens, He will work it for our good. In other words, there is nothing that the devil can do. There's nothing the devil can bring our way that he does not have the power to turn and control that thing until it goes and brings us out for our good in some way. The devil may be working in some way on something, but the Lord has the power and He's promised that He will work it for our goods. So His hand is on it. His control is on that thing. Whatever in our life is there, whatever the hindrance, whatever the problem that is out there, His hand is on that thing. And the devil cannot take it any way but what He will turn it and work it in spite of all that the devil can do for our good. He promised that, and He'll do it. He promised us that He would do that. It says, by whom also we have, and not only so, but we glory in tribulations. To be able to glory in tribulations, to have a vision of, Lord, You know the way that I take. You know exactly me through and through, and You know what I need. What I need may not always be what I think I need, but You know what I need. Sometimes it's through, there was a poem, I don't have it, it just came to me, but seemed like it said, I asked for health and the Lord gave me infirmities to help me to be able, to see my way better or something. But the different things they asked for, and the Lord gave them just the opposite of what they asked for, because it worked for their good, because it helped them, it taught them, and it took them the way that would help them to be able to make heaven their home. It says, and not only so, but we glory in tribulation also, knowing that tribulation worketh patience. Oh, thank the Lord. We don't enjoy the tribulations, but it says tribulation worketh patience. There's good in tribulations. The Lord permits tribulations to come our way because there's good in them for us. It teaches us things. It helps us to know a little better how to walk in this life, how to understand our fellow man, and how to have compassion on others. He knows all this. He knows that without these things, many times we don't know how to direct our path. But that's how He's directing us. He's directing our path in the way that will teach us and help us to know how to walk. Excuse me, that will teach us and help us to know how to walk. It says, knowing that tribulation worketh patience. And patience experience. Oh, we go through the trial and we get on our knees and pray our way through that. It'll cause us to come through with some more patience. And that patience and that tribulation, that patience working together, it brings us experience, helps us to be understanding, helps us to know a little more how to walk in this life and how to walk before the Lord in fear and trembling. It says, and patience experience and experience hope. Oh, thank the Lord for that hope this morning. Oh, that hope, without that hope, there surely will be weariness that will cause us to faint. But that hope that it will shine bright. It says, and hope maketh not ashamed, because the love of God is shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Ghost, which is given unto us. Thank the Lord. Hope maketh us not ashamed. Oh, to be able to walk in this life and to be able to face the tribulations, the persecutions. It says to be not weary in well-doing. Whenever the persecutions come our way, that we won't have any shame in what we're doing. The world's going to look on and they're not going to understand. They think that the way we're going is truly an odd way. Why would you take this way? Why would you take this humble way like this? Why would you turn your cheek to whenever someone comes and against you? Why would you turn your cheek? Why would you do these things to them? That is just not the way to go. That's not the way of the flesh. That's the way the Lord would direct us. But oh, whenever we go through these things and we come through them, pray our way through them and learn the patience and the experience. Oh, it teaches us about the Lord is what it does. It teaches us something about our heavenly home. It helps our hope to be bright. Then, oh, thank the Lord. I see the Lord a little better and I want to go see Him. I see Him a little better. I want to go see Him. I want to be ready to go see Him. My hope is bright. My hope is there that He's going to bring me through. This is the way. It teaches us, and it also opens our eyes to what is right and what is true, because we cannot direct our own path. In our own ways, we can't direct our own path. But oh, if we can get a vision of this, and we can see how the Lord works for our good. That it's not, oh, it may seem that it's just going completely wrong, but if we can realize, Lord, You promised that You'd work this for my good. You promised that. I'm going to hold on to your promise, and I'm going to hold on to that, and then with patience, wait. Wait for it, and then we will be able to receive the promise that He gave us. And oh, so many times, whenever we go through these things and we look back, it's like, oh Lord, I thank You so much. You knew what was right for me all along. I needed that. I needed this. You taught me some things in this, and I'm just so glad. I don't know that I'd ask to go through it again. Maybe sometimes the trial may be so hard. But Lord, I'm glad I went through it because I've learned something more about You. I've learned a little more about You. I've learned a little more to be able to see into heavenly things. That You brought me that way. You brought me this way to teach me this. And my hope is brighter than ever before because I've learned some things through this. Oh, thank the Lord when we have that vision. And then when the next trial comes, we're human and we can't see past what's out there, but by faith, we need to look up and not be weary in well-doing. Don't be weary. Guard against that weary feeling. Guard against that when it comes to recognize this is something that I'm going to have to guard against. Guard against this weariness, this feeling of, oh, I just don't know how much farther I can go. You say, well, Sister Karen, you say I should never feel that way. I should never have any feelings. No, we're going to have feelings because we're human. We're going to have feelings, but to guard. When that comes, that's telling us to press on harder. We need to press harder. Press against those feelings. Press against that weariness, that feeling of, it just seem like we just don't know how much farther we can go, but press. And take hold of one of God's promises and hold on to it. And with patience, waiting on the Lord, then He'll bring us through. He'll bring us to the place that we can see the end of it. But all, dear ones, you pray for me. It's my heart's desire. I don't want to give up in the middle of the battle. I don't want to give up in the middle of the battle. I said, the darkest hours just before dawn. How true that is in our own spiritual life. It's when it's the darkest, that's when the devil's going to hit the hardest. But press on. Oh, press on, my brother, sister, and face the deadly foe. Through Jesus Christ we'll conquer while traveling here below. Thank the Lord He has for us what we need. But we have something to do. We must work at it. We must put forth the effort, because if we give up, we faint, we're not going to be able to ever receive the end of that promise. We're not going to ever be able to receive the end of it. But don't give up. Just press on and work toward. It says, work out our own salvation in fear and trembling. We have something to do in this. To work. To press toward the mark. In 2 Peter, first chapter, fifth verse, it said, we'll start up in the third verse, talking about the promises of God. According as His divine power hath given unto us all things, thank the Lord, He's given us all things that pertain unto life and godliness, through the knowledge of Him that hath called us to glory and virtue, whereby are given unto us exceeding great and precious promises. Thank the Lord for those promises, that by these ye might be partakers of the divine nature. Oh, thank the Lord. His promises, holding on to them, just grasping hold by faith and standing. When it looks like you can't stand anymore, just stand. Continue to stand on the promises of God. If we stand on these promises, it will take us through and it calls us to be partakers of the divine nature. It'll bring us through the end of it and teach us more about the Lord. Teach us more how to walk before Him and to make heaven our home. Having escaped the corruption that is in the world through lust. Oh, if we walk after the flesh, the corruption that will lead us into. Walking after the flesh, it just gets us into trouble. No matter what degree or where we go with it, to follow after the flesh will get us into trouble. And beside this, giving all diligence on it, and something about the violent will take it by force then. I can't quote that exactly. But the violent shall take it by force. We have to work at this thing. We cannot give up in tiredness. We cannot give up and give way because through tiredness and weariness, discouragement sets in. And it'll cause us then to turn our back away from the Lord. It causes people then, when the discouragement sets in, it causes people then to where they can't see clearly. And it looks like, well, it's just too hard. And I just can't go this way. I just can't do this. But to press on. Whenever it's there, in spite of feelings, press on. Giving all diligence, add. Add to your faith virtue. Oh, there's something for us to do. We have to do some addition. We can't just float along, but we have to add. I thought about how sometimes the devil can come in a way and almost bombard you with something and think, well, you need to do better here, or you need to do better there. And if you're not careful, he'll get you to thinking you got so much to do, you just don't know where to turn. But I thought about addition. 1 + 1 = 2. Go from 2 + 1. One step at a time. Adding. This is something that we build on. We're building and are working out our own salvation in fear and trembling. We're laying some groundwork. We're building. We're building a house for the Lord. We're building this temple. We're building this spiritually. We're building for the Lord. And we're going to have to do some additions. We can't just have the foundation and leave it, but we're going to have to work on that one at a time. Working, adding to. It says add to your faith virtue. I looked up the word virtue. It says power to produce effects. That carries a lot of weight. Add to your faith virtue, power to produce effects. I thought how when we go through the trials, and by faith we hold on through the smallest thing, the first thing the Lord brings our way. We hold on by faith. And when the Lord brings us through, it gives us more power to go on the next time. It gives us something. We've got something there behind us. Something to build on. Something there that we can look back to and say, the Lord helped me here and He'll help me here. So one at a time, building. Building on your most holy faith. Add to your faith virtue, and to virtue knowledge. Oh, thank the Lord. More knowledge we begin of the Lord, the closer we can get to Him, the stronger we can get spiritually by the knowledge of the Lord, the knowledge to be able to know better how to maybe face the situation the next time. And to knowledge temperance. Oh, I thought about this. I thought, Lord, can we go through the trials? And can we come out and not having done any addition here? Can we have not done the addition? You know, how we can go through the trials. And if we're not careful, we'll forget what we learned. We'll forget what we learned. And we don't really add like we should. We can forget it. We can kind of go through it and make it through it and then kind of forget that the Lord showed us a place where we need to be a little more temperate. Showed us a place where the flesh maybe needed some more crucifying. And then, if we're not careful, we'll kind of forget that and we'll lapse right back into the same thing again. And we'll be on the same level. We can't go any farther until we do some adding. We have to do some addition. It says, add to knowledge temperance, and temperance patience. Oh, thank the Lord. And to patience godliness. To godliness, brotherly kindness. Oh, as we go through these trials and we go through things, we by faith, when we don't understand the way to go, but by faith we hold on. We go on and it teaches us and brings us to be able to have some virtue, something that will give us some more power, something more to hold on to, so something behind us that we can look to, that faith ascending to the Lord and the Lord inspiring that faith. The virtue, and the virtue is leading us on to add some knowledge to that, some understanding to what we're going through, and the understanding of what we need to do or where we need to do better, leading us into some temperance into patience, patience into godliness, making us more like God. Isn't that what the trials do? It consumes the dross. It works on the dross. It said that the trial of your faith be much more precious than of gold that perisheth, though it were tried with fire, might be found unto praise and honor and glory at the appearing of Jesus Christ. That is the whole root there. He's trying to work through us and in us to bring us to the place to remove the dross, to help us to be where we can appear before the Lord in all to His glory and in His likeness, to be more like Him. As this brings us more into to say, patience to godliness, making us more like God. And in God to godliness, brotherly kindness. Oh, it teaches us to help us to know better how to help someone else when we've gone through something. To have more kindness, more understanding. And to brotherly kindness, charity. For if these things be in you and abound, they make you that ye shall neither be barren nor unfruitful in the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. Thank the Lord. We want these things in us and to abound in us that we can neither be barren nor unfruitful. And when we're like that, there's no man can pluck us out of his hand. No man can do that. It's only when we give in to the flesh. It's only when we walk and sow to the flesh that we will get in trouble. But if we sow to the Spirit, we can have life everlasting. Oh, I thank the Lord for that. We have this morning. And we can add and add and add and be able to get more and more like the Lord. We can learn and grow in the Lord. And He gives us that room to grow in Him. He didn't come and say, well, you're supposed to know everything now and you don't make any mistakes in anything. But He takes us from a child, spiritually speaking, up. He feeds them the milk of the Word first. The milk of the Word. And oh, how patient He is with us. How long-suffering He is with us to help us. But we have something to do. We have to realize there's some work for us to do. We have to do some addition. We have to do some addition. But to be not weary in well-doing. The danger is, if we stop adding and start subtracting, we're going to get in trouble. And to be weary and well-doing, we're going to start subtracting. We're going to start subtracting if we start giving in to weariness. We start giving in and our love starts waxing cold. Through our first love and our fervency, we're going to start doing some subtraction. We have to come back up to that place. We can't just stay in a place and float along, but we have to do some addition in our work, and out our salvation. We have to do some addition. But oh, thank the Lord. There's a scripture that says something about, lead me to the rock that is higher than I. Thank the Lord. The Lord is that rock that is higher than we are. He's that rock that we can bring ourselves to. Lord, help. this human frailty that would cause me to give in to the flesh, or that would cause me to look at things maybe and not see it exactly the right way. But help me. Oh, I don't know how to explain this, but I know so many times when I've come before the Lord, there's things I didn't understand, and I sighed before the Lord, and He'd lift me up. He'd lead me to that rock that was higher than I. And He would just bring a clearness in my thinking that I couldn't have seen otherwise. Oh, I don't know how to explain that. I'm sure you've been through it, but to just bring us to the place to where He lifts us above even our own understanding. It says, lean not to thine own understanding. Trust in the Lord with all thine heart, because He's that rock that is higher than we are. He's that rock that we can go to, that can bring us above our own understanding, our own way we look at things, but He can bring us above that. And when He does, the peace that is there and the knowledge that we learn of Him. Oh, I don't know of anything that has been more beautiful in my life. But to go through something and then the Lord show me some more of Him. To show me something more about Him that I hadn't seen as clearly as I saw at that time after He brought me through the trial. That has been the most beautiful things that I have ever been through in my life. And the most humbling times of my life when He would bring me through these things and help me to come to the place that He lifted me above myself, above my own understanding, to that rock. Lifted me up to be able to see clearly the way He would see it. To see Himself. That's something that you can tell the world. We can tell people about Jesus. We can tell them how wonderful it is. But unless we get it for ourselves, we'll never know. But to have that relationship with Him to where we know Him. Not just know about Him, but we know the Lord. He has taught us of Himself, and we know the Lord. We're learning, and we're going to continue learning, but to know the Lord for ourselves, to know. I can't bring in the beauty of that. I can't do that, but that is when we get that ourselves, how wonderful that is. But oh, thank the Lord, to be not weary in well-doing. See, like the Lord just impressed that so strong upon me, to press on, don't be discouraged, don't give in to the feelings that you're going to feel, because you're human. There's times you're going to have feelings of just feeling down. Maybe you don't even realize why you feel down, and maybe there's things the devil will come and bring thoughts to try to weary our minds, to weary us spiritually, but to take heed that we press against that. Don't even refuse to listen to those things. Just take a stand on the Word of God that I'm not going to listen to the devil in this. I'm going to press my way to the mark. And the mark is heaven. And by the help of the Lord, it says, press on, my brother, sister, and face the deadly foe. It said, face him. We cannot go through the battle and try to get away from it. Trying to get away from it one way or the other. Trying to get away or turn our back on it. And be able, it says, face the deadly foe. Through faith, with the promise of God, holding on, facing the foe, and he will have to flee. It says, resist the devil. Draw nigh to God and resist the devil, and he will flee from you. But it says, face the deadly foe. When he comes with these thoughts and these wearisome thoughts that he brings to our mind, face it. You're trying to weary my mind, devil. You're trying to weary me, get me to where I'm wearisome, and I'm just tired, too tired to go on, spiritually speaking. But I recognize that you're doing this, and I'm going to not listen to you anymore. I'm going to resist that and rebuke it in the name of the Lord Jesus, and I'm going to press toward the mark. My mark is heaven. I don't have to listen to the devil when he brings those thoughts to me. But to press toward the mark, press on, my brother, sister, and face the deadly foe. Recognize that it's the devil. Recognize what he's doing. To know and understand the will of God in this is to hold fast, to stand and resist him. Through Jesus Christ, we'll conquer while traveling here below. Oh, thank the Lord. We don't have to wait till a future time to have that peace. We don't have to wait till a future time to have that victory. But we can conquer right now through the Lord Jesus Christ. You pray for me. Amen.